A few weeks ago, we talked about big data and how it applies to information gathered by farmers when they're growing a crop. It's a fascinating topic, one ripe with possibilities, and I've been exploring it in depth. In fact, I have a series of articles coming out about it starting this month in West Coast Nut Grower magazine. In agriculture, big data is broken down into three main areas. There's agronomic data, which includes information about activities and conditions in the field. It can be used to track water, fertilization, or pesticide applications, or any other changing condition. The smart use of the right devices creates a thorough understanding of a specific plot of land, the condition of the crop, specific pests, and much more. The next broad data is machine data. This is your machinery and how well it's functioning. This includes repair costs, fuel consumption, diagnostic codes encountered, machine condition, engine performance. The last category is weather data. This can be provided by a government station, but preferably it's from your own personal weather station on your ranch. There can be a 2 or 3 degree difference between microclimates in the Central Valley, and one area sometimes gets more rain than another, and at times those are important differences. Putting all this data together tells the story of your farm and the successful management of your business. How well that story is told will decide how useful it is to gather all that data. It's an investment in time and money to develop a monitoring network, and of course, you need to know it'll pay off with big dividends. Well, I talked to an almond rancher who created his network to monitor moisture in the root zone of his trees and to track the length of time a well runs and how much water it pumps and the exact weather conditions on his ranch. He uses his data to precisely control irrigation. He keeps water available in the top 3 feet only and monitors to make sure it doesn't go any further down. We'll discuss his story in next month's issue. So if this topic interests you, I suggest you Google search for West Coast Nut Grower magazine and sign up for a free subscription. I hope this information helps. I'm Lynn Wilcox. That's the Western View from AgNet West.